I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. We're so happy that you join us, either listening on the radio or, of course, hopefully you can get back to a computer and pull us up at any time. Well, you know, spring, I always think about, okay, what's going to be fresh and new in the spring? Mm-hmm. And, of course, we talked about asparagus. But just the other day, I was talking with Dale Rash from Bridgewater Farm, and he was talking about that he was harvesting and selling sugar snap peas, fresh sugar snap peas.
Doesn't that sound wonderful?
It does. Mm. And I've noticed, too, that they are in our grocery store. So they are there for you. So I want to talk about sugar snap peas and also about peas in the pod, because mm-hmm. those are another choice. But there are three main types of peas. And all of them, it's basically a spring vegetable. As we mentioned, the sugar snap peas and snow peas, and then the pod peas. Now, sugar snap peas are relatively new.
And why is that?
Well, they in 1979, somebody decided to put together the snow peas and the pod peas.
Interesting.
And the snow peas are a little more fibrous, a little harder to eat, and so they figured out mm-hmm. a way that the sugar snap peas are not as fibrous and a lot easier to eat. And, of course, sugar snap peas, they're also a little sweeter than other peas. But peas, in general, are sweet.
Yes. But, no, my question is, are the sugar snap peas sweeter than peas in the pod?
Maybe a little, but not necessarily. You know, when you get a fresh peas in a pod, they're pretty sweet.
Oh, they are, yes. But and those peas in the pod are usually pretty good size. And are they bigger than the snap peas?
Yes, they would be some bigger. But again, depending on a variety and depending on when you harvest them. You know, I never want peas in the pod to get very big.
I agree. They are not friendly to my taste buds when that happens.
And, you know, if you don't get the fresh ones, there still are frozen of all of those kinds. If, you know, but now would be the time to be thinking about getting some fresh ones. So the difference in, we mentioned that the snow peas are a little flatter. Those are the ones that you see that are really flat, mm-hmm. that the peas have hardly developed. Mm-hmm. The sugar snap peas, if you're getting them at their prime, they should be a little fatter. Okay. The peas should have started to develop.
Are they usually about the same price, the snap
peas?
Oh,
I have no idea. I have no idea. I think because the sugar snap peas are so popular that's probably what you're going to see more of, mm-hmm. and probably mm-hmm. your main choice. And thinking about the snow peas, you know, being a little more fibrous, I guess, and I like something sweet, I probably would choose sugar snap peas. But there are people, I'm sure, that love the snow peas that are that very flat kind of thing. And often that's what you see, like if you buy a frozen mixture mm-hmm. of Asian kinds of mm-hmm. things, those will usually be the snow peas, the really flat ones. Now, both sugar snap peas and the snow peas, outside, the pod is edible. I mean, that's what makes them different than the peas in the pod. Uh-huh. Usually we don't eat those pods.
But if you're in the garden and you're picking fresh peas in the pod, wouldn't you even want to eat the pod? I think that can be sweet, too. And
pretty hard, too, actually.
Oh, maybe.
But you certainly want to eat the peas.
Yes. I can remember. I'm not a gardener. But in my childhood, Mom was a big gardener. And one thing that we did was pick peas and shell peas. And I just remember being out in the garden picking those peas. And, oh, it was such a temptation to eat them because of their sweetness and the freshness.
Mm-hmm. And that, I relate to that because this has been a few years ago when we had Harrisdale Homestead. And we had mm-hmm. a group of kids out. And actually, it was Denise Coder who had planted some peas out there. And the kids were out there. That was what they were supposed to do. They were invited to pop open those pods and mm-hmm. eat the peas. And they were really, I think, surprised. And, of course, they loved them.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I'm thinking some adults will go, what, you ate those peas right out of the pod? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And a neat thing was then they wondered what to do with the pod because they'd been taught not to throw things on the ground.
Oh.
But in this case, we said, that's fine. Uh-huh. So we had a couple of lessons. But, yeah, those it's hard to beat those fresh peas, whether they are the sugar snap peas or the peas in the pod. So we are going to put a recipe on for the peas in the pod that come out of the pod that you could use those fresh peas, or you could use frozen. Mm-hmm. And they're Italian peas, and I served them several times when I was doing especially an Italian menu. And
is it a hot?
Yes, they're hot, and you add a little onion, a little garlic, and some chicken stock that brings all that flavor together. But you don't have to add any sugar.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. But sounds delightful.
It still has that sweet flavor. So they're pretty easy. The longest part of cooking it actually is getting the onions cooked, because the peas don't take more than 10 minutes at all to cook. A couple of other things about the recipe. It does start with olive oil and an onion. And then I mentioned 2 cloves of garlic. And I don't know that we've talked about this, Miss Nene, but there's lots of information about you get more nutritional benefit from garlic if you let it set after you've minced it up before you cook it. Now, it doesn't have to be a long time, mm-hmm. but in the recipe, I would do that first before I chopped up the onion and so on.
Okay.
And then chicken stock, and you have several choices there. Of course, some people make their own chicken stock. Mm-hmm. I don't know that very many people do that.
Probably not anymore.
You can buy, of course, the canned chicken stock on the shelf, either low sodium or regular. Or you can have the bouillon cubes that are chicken flavored.
Sure.
Or I like to, it's like a paste that comes in a jar that is, it's kind of like bouillon, but it's more a paste. And I thought it had more flavor than the actual bouillon cubes. And it was easy to keep on hand because it was a jar that I kept in the refrigerator. Didn't take up as much space, and I knew I always had it versus that in the can or the box that you get off the shelf.
And you just stirred that into the mixture then.
Yes, it was water, and you made your broth, basically. So it's pretty simple, and you know, it's not something you maybe want to do all the time, but it's simple enough that it's just kind of a fun, different way.
How could children learn, have fun with this recipe?
Well, of course, if you had the fresh peas, it'd be great for them to pop them out of the pods. And like I say, you know, not too many people are going to do that. But they could certainly help measure and get all that going, you know, pouring in the chicken stock and measuring the peas and pouring those in and so on. So,
and even perhaps choosing a pretty serving dish.
Could be, yes. And because they're so bright green, they look really, really pretty. And if you wanted to, the recipe does not include, for instance, a little bit of pimento, if you want to just dress it up for something, just a little show. Or there might be something else you would want to add. Maybe you think of some other little garnish that you could add. That, yeah.
What would you serve with this?
Well, like I say, I often served it with a pasta dish, but it's really good with a chicken dish, you know, whether it's fried chicken, roasted chicken, whatever. It's so any. Or a main dish casserole. It goes really well with that.
Sounds like a great one.
Yeah, just, and it's pretty much last minute, doesn't take very long, so you can get it done. And then, of course, the stir frying is probably the major way that people think about doing the sugar snap peas, and that's pretty quick also. But you could also roast them in the oven, or you could grill them. We're always talking about grilling vegetables. Mm-hmm. Or you could eat them raw.
That'd be my favorite.
Put them in a salad, or I guess just eat them like a snack and pick them up and eat them. Or you could put them into a salad. And if people say, I'm not sure I want to eat them raw, well, you could just blanch them for a minute, you know, put them into some boiling water for a minute or two, and that would partially cook them to put in your salad. But I'd try it without doing that.
Oh, yes. I think we'd gain great pleasure and really sense what that flavor, the full flavor of the pea. If you bake them in the oven or roast them in the oven, they probably wouldn't, because they're so thin, wouldn't take very long to baking time, would they?
No, a few, actually 6 to 8 minutes.
Oh, with some olive oil, and do you use any seasonings?
If you want, that's up to you, whether you want to add some, and we'll suggest some in our recipe.
Okay.
And then the bottom line is, they're not only pretty to look at, they're really great for you. They have lots of vitamin A, lots of vitamin C, and fiber, and even some protein, which some vegetables don't have. So they are really, really good in lots of different ways. On your tongue, but good in your body also.
That's great. And if you were interested in gaining this neat recipe that Lavon has to share called Italian peas, just send us a note at KJAN or call us. We'd be happy to get that recipe into your hands. If you have computer access, you can find us at KJAN.com. Click on Programs. Click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with Lavon and Miss Nini. This podcast will be there, will be posted there, along with the recipe and a picture of what the salad looks like, or not the salad, I'm sorry, the hot dish, yes, when it is completed. And I'm sure it'll bring great fresh spring joy to your meals if you choose to make it. Remember now, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.